Mike, now we're recording.
Okay.
This is Arlene Fish interviewing Hiroko Pijanowski at her home in Honolulu on May 13th, 2003, for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. This is disc one. Hiroko, I think of you as a truly binational person, both Japanese and American, but I wonder how you think of yourself. How do you define yourself? Are you a Japanese person who lives in America, or a person who is of both cultures? What do you think?
I am a Japanese who lives in the United States, but I have a mixed feeling about it because when I think about it, I'm really, truly Japanese, and I'm not. And I think about, am I really Americanized? Partially yes, but mostly no. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm not American Japanese American or American Japanese. And when I go back to Japan, I don't feel like I'm Japanese.
You don't?
Not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And when I live in the United States, of course I'm not American, but more feel like Japanese. So I myself don't know who I am. And once my friend said, you're not Japanese in Japan. I've been told by my friend that I'm not Japanese anymore. So I asked her, what am I? What do you think? Am I American? Am I American Japanese? And she said, well, you are, what did she call me? You are international person.
And does that make you comfortable? I mean, are you happy with that definition?
In a way, I thought she's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't belong both any longer.
I see.
And I don't sad.
It doesn't make you sad?
No, it doesn't make me any sad.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. Because I know what part is still Japanese, and I know myself that I'm more towards Japanese than American. And if I feel that I am American, I would be taking American citizenship.
I see.
I
and
just
you haven't
can't.
Done that.
No, because I just don't feel 100% that I'm American.
Uh-huh.
And if I feel 90% I'm American, I will. It doesn't have to be 100%.